words for this balloon. It's what? It's made of rubber. Yep. It's floppy. It's red. Why is it floppy? It has no air. Okay, let's see if we can do something about that. Can you hang on to this for me? Okay. You think I can do it? No. We'll see.
Think so.
Oh, you think so? Okay, I do it.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Okay, let's tie it on up. Okay, now give me some other describing words for this balloon.
Bouncy.
Full
It
of
can
air.
float.
Bouncy, it's full of air. Can it float?
No.
Oh, why not?
Yes. It's still red.
It could float if we put it up. It's still red. If it had helium, it could really float, but it
Yeah.
just has my air in it. Okay, so why is it not floppy anymore?
If there's any.
Because there's air in it. Okay, I have a question. Whoa. Can you see the air inside the balloon? No. Well, it's because it's all tied up. If you could put your eyeballs inside the balloon, could you see the air inside the balloon? No, why not? Air is invisible. So, how are you sure that there's air in the balloon? Yeah, because they won't. Nope. Because if there was no air, it wouldn't look like this. It wouldn't be able to be blown up. So when we put the air in, it completely transformed the balloon. You said the balloon was floppy and deflated, and now it's all filled up with air. It is bouncy. It is completely transformed. It is able to do all of the things a balloon should be able to do. Well, I am sharing that with you. If I let you hold this, are you going to bounce it around? Okay, your job is to keep it right with you and not to be bouncing around. Got it? Okay. I'm sharing that with you because I want to share with you something that Jesus told his disciples right before he was crucified. So this story happened during the Last Supper, during the Passover, and Jesus was talking to his disciples and he was preparing them for something really, really sad that was going to happen. He was preparing them that he wasn't going to be with them anymore, that he was going to be crucified, and that then he would go up to heaven. Now, I want you to remember that the disciples had been with Jesus for a long time, and they had walked with him and talked with him and eaten with him, and they knew him really, really well, and they loved him with their whole hearts. And when Jesus told them, "I'm not going to be with you anymore," how do you think they felt? Awful, sad. How else? Depressed, maybe confused, and maybe scared. And Jesus gives them another word. He says, "I know you will feel sorrowful." What does that mean? You're full of sorrow and it's so awful and sad, you just can't get rid of it. So he says, "I know this is going to be really, really hard for you because I'm not going to be physically with you anymore. I'm not going to be walking with you and talking with you and eating with you just like we have for a long, long time. But," and then he tells them something really, really special. He says, "I'm going to go away. It is almost time for me to go back to be with my father." But then he says, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever." And then he says, "It's the Spirit of truth." And then he says, "You will know him, for he dwells with you, and he will be inside of you." So he's talking about the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is really, really special because just like Jesus, it is 100% God. No, Jesus is God 100%, and the Holy Spirit is God 100%. And Jesus says, "I know you're going to be really, really sad because I'm not going to be physically with you anymore, but I am sending someone who will be with you forever and ever and ever, and he will be inside your hearts, and he will be your helper, and he will be your comforter, and he will help you figure out how to do hard things and navigate through this world." And I think the even cooler thing about that is that Jesus knew they were going to need a helper, and so he asked God to send them the Holy Spirit But he also asked God to send the Holy Spirit to every single one of you, to every Christian, to live with you and to live inside you and to help you when things are really, really hard and when things are sad and scary and when you feel alone. Do you ever feel alone? Yeah. Do you know that when you feel alone, you're really not ever alone? Because the Holy Spirit is always, always with you. When I first heard this verse, I remember when I was younger and I heard it and it made me feel safe.
是一个气球，这个气球有什么特点呢？孩子们回答说是橡胶制成的，是红色的，很软，没有空气在里面。然后 Carney 呢就把这个气球吹起来了，再问孩子这个气球现在是什么样的呢？就说还是红色的，但是这个气球就非常有弹性，不再是那么柔软无力的。然后 Carney 问那些孩子，你可以看见那个气球里边的空气吗？孩子们说看不见。那如果你进入到这个气球的里边，你可以看到气球里边的空气吗？孩子们说还是看不见。但是孩子们可以看到是这个气球里边的空气呢完全改变了这个气球。然后呢 Carney 给孩子们讲一个过程，讲了一个故事，就是发生在最后的晚餐，在耶稣上十字架之前的故事。耶稣呢告诉他的信徒们说，他要即将上十字架，他要会被钉死，会死去，会复活，会升天。耶稣告诉他们，他不会再与他们在一起了。所以这是会有什么样的心情呢？他们不愁，他们也会觉得孤单，但是呢耶稣又跟他们说，虽然我上了天，
So I'm very astonished by Sister Carney's wisdom because she can preach a very simple truth in the short 5 minutes.
他只用了5分钟的时间讲这么一个大道理。
She used only 5 minutes, but can teach a big theory.
我跟生全大概我们有40分钟的时间。So
Huang Jing and Song Quan probably has 40 minutes.
所以这给我们两个人的压力很大。So
where feel we under pressure?
求圣灵帮助我们。Please
help us, Holy Spirit, be with us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们思考过这样一个问题吗？
Brothers, sisters, have you ever thought about this question?
我们基督徒跟世人的区别，最大的区别到底在什么地方？
What is the greatest difference between us Christians and the world?
是我们比世人更富有吗？
Is it that we are richer than the world?
大家如果听过这个成功神学的话，他说是。
If you have heard about
Prosperity Gospel?
Prosperity Gospel, you may feel this is true.
是我们有神的保守，我们能够少受一点磨难吗？
Is it that we have God's protection, allowing us to suffer less?
还是我们比世人更高尚？
Is it that we are nobler than the world?
基督徒有一样最宝贵的东西，
Christian possess one most precious thing,
是世人所没有的，
something the world does not possess.
那就是刚才Courtney姐妹给我们讲的圣灵。
That's what Courtney mentioned, the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵给我们有属天的感动。
Is Holy Spirit give us the inspiration?
只有一个真正的基督徒，一个重生得救的生命，才有圣灵的感动。
Only a true Christian, a born again, saved life, has the Holy Spirit in our lives.
这就是基督徒跟世人最大的区别。
This is the greatest difference between Christian and the world.
圣灵他常常引导我们，感动我们。
The Holy Spirit guides us and inspires us.
当我们在人生高峰的时候， 他和我们一起欢唱，把荣耀归给神。
When we reach the peak of life, He sings with us, giving glory to God.
当我们在人生低谷的时候， 他赐下信心给我们，让我们来仰望神。
When we are at the bottom of life, He gives us faith, inspiring and encouraging us to look to God.
所以作为神的儿女， 我们必须要认真地思考圣灵的感动和圣灵的工作。
As children of God, we must seriously consider the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
而圣灵他所做的工，不是用知识和智慧能够参透的，必须要有圣灵的引导才能够得到理解。
The work of the Holy Spirit cannot be understood through knowledge and wisdom. It can only be understood through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父神，这是你所命定的日子，我们恩典他的众弟兄姐妹一起聚集在你的殿中，聆听你的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, today is the date you ordained us that all the sisters and brothers from Grace Church will get together to worship you.
求你的圣灵感动我们，引导我们。
Please let the Holy Spirit to be filled this sanctuary and inspires us.
让我们有耳的当听到，有眼睛的当看到。
When we have ear, we can hear. When we have eye, we can see.
让我们今天这样的敬拜赞美都能够蒙你的悦纳。
Let our worship be glorified to God's name.
In Jesus Christ's name.
We pray in
耶稣基督的名求， Amen.
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
约翰福音在13章到17章用整整的5章很仔细的 向我们记录了耶稣基督在逾越节，他最后的晚餐当中对他的门徒的教导。
So the Gospel of John devoted five chapters from chapter 13 to 17 to a detailed record of Lord Jesus Christ teaching to his disciple at the Last Supper of Passover.
正是在这个最后的晚餐上，耶稣基督向他的门徒应许了圣灵。
It was at this Last Supper that Jesus Christ promised his disciple the Holy Spirit.
他告诉他的门徒，他说他要赐下真理的保惠师，与我们永远同在。
He would send the Comforter of the truth to be with us forever.
耶稣基督向他的11个被拣选的门徒，就是通过他们向所有被拣选的我们这一代的人，说明一个很大的道理。
In this five precious chapter, Jesus Christ profoundly and meticulously explained the gift of the work of the Holy Spirit to his 11 chosen disciples and through them to all his chosen descendants, which we call Savior.
他向我们讲解了圣灵的赐下和圣灵的工作。
He teach us the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣基督这一页的教导是从爱开始。
So Jesus is teaching that night begin with the love.
在约翰福音13:34-35，他赐下一个新的命令，叫我们彼此相爱。
So in Gospel John 13:34 to 35, Jesus gave us a new commandment, love one another.
因为他爱我们，爱到一个程度，他为我们舍命。
Because he loves us to a point of giving his life for us.
很有意思的是，耶稣基督从爱又讲到了恨。
It's interesting that Jesus starts from love and then he's talking about hatred.
在约翰福音15:18-27这个段落当中，耶稣基督讲到说，他将要走向十字架，离开我们。
So in Gospel John 15:18 to 17, as the Lord Jesus was up, depart from us on the cross,
而这个世界却恨我们，
the world hated us.
各样残酷无情的迫害将要临到我们。
All kind of cruel and relentless persecution were about to befall us.
那神的儿女如何在这样的情况下能够建立自己过圣洁荣耀的生活，完成主耶稣基督交给我们的大使命，直到见主面呢？
So how could God's children strengthen themselves, live a holy and glorious life, fulfill the great commission given to us, and finally see him face to face?
主耶稣基督的答案就是圣灵。
The Lord Jesus Christ's answer was the Holy Spirit.
在主被卖的那一夜，门徒看起来好像孤苦伶仃。
The night before his betrayal, the disciples seemed desolate and hopeless.
但是主耶稣基督说：“不，我要求父赐下真理的圣灵，与你们永远同在。”
But Jesus Christ said, No, I will ask the Father to give me the Spirit of truth to be with you forever.
约翰福音第4:16-17说："我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。"
In Gospel John 14:16 to 17, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for the life with you and will be in you.
另外赐下，就是要在赐下的圣子之位再赐下一位，
In addition to the Son, another one was given.
就是真理圣灵保惠师，有位格的神。
The Holy Spirit of truth is given, who is the Comforter.
与圣父、圣子同等。
So equal to the Holy Spirit, Holy Son.
中文翻译成保惠。 就是在困难的时候，他帮助我们。英文呢叫 helper。
So, in Chinese, we translate into comforter, but in English is called helper.
在忧伤的时候安慰我们，就是 comforter。
Comfort us when we are in sorrow.
在我们侍奉神的时候，他帮我们出谋划策，就成了我们的 counselor。
So counsels us in our service, give us inspiration and ideas.
当魔鬼控告我们的时候，他就为我们辩护，他就成了我们的 advocate。
And the Holy Spirit defends us against the devil accusation.
所以中文翻译成一个词儿，英文不同的圣经当中会把圣灵称为不同的词。
So in the Chinese, there is only one word to describe Holy Spirit, but in the English translation, it uses a different vocabulary.
而且这位保惠师是要永远与我们同在，
And this Holy Spirit will be with us forever.
从今时直到永远。
Now and forever.
而且这个圣灵不是赐给所有的人的。
This Holy Spirit is not given to all people in the world.
世界上的人根本看不见他，就像刚才 Courtney 讲的空气一样，看不见。
The world cannot see Holy Spirit or know him like the air in the balloon. You can't see it.
世人也更不认识他。
The world does not know him.
他只是赐给认识耶稣基督的人。
He is given only to those who know Jesus.
只有神的儿女可以感受到圣灵的存在。
It's only to the God's children who believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior.
因为他要住在我们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit is going to be in us.
他要住在我们的灵里。
Is in our spirit.
所以，圣灵是一个三位，圣灵是三位一体的真神的第三个位格。
So the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity.
我们知道，父预备救恩，圣子呢成就了救恩，圣灵施行救恩，是不同的位格，它的重要的工作。
The Father prepares salvation, the Son accomplishes the salvation, and we know the Holy Father and the Holy Son, they have a different job.
然而，我们的生命在没有认识神之前，我们因着罪的缘故与神隔绝而走向死亡。
So, before we know God, our life is separate from God and headed for death.
所以，弟兄姐妹们，我们在没有认识神之前，我们的灵命是死的。
So, brothers and sisters, before we know God, our spiritual lives are dead.
格罗西书一章二十一节说：“你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。”
So, Galatians 1:21, once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your mind because of your evil behavior.
罗马书三章十节到十二节，保罗也告诉我们说。没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏行正路。
In Romans,
一同变为无用。
In Romans 3:10-12, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one.
所以父神在创世之前就为我们预备了耶稣基督的救恩，让我们能够因着圣子在十字架上的宝血成就救赎。
Therefore, before the Father created us, He prepared the salvation of Jesus Christ, and the Son's precious blood on the cross accomplished the redemption.
让我们罪得赦免，有永生的盼望。
Allowing us to be forgiven of our sin and have a hope of eternal life.
然而，弟兄姐妹们，如果没有圣灵的感动，我们是没办法认识到这一切的，不能够认识到神预备的救恩，不能够认识到圣子的救赎。
So, sisters, brothers, before the Holy Spirit moved us to know God, We could not comprehend salvation found on the cross.
我们不能够理解到十字架上的救恩。世人把十字架上，把这个十字架看成是耻辱、愚拙、死亡。
So the world views the cross as foolishness, shame, and death.
但是，当圣灵苏醒了我们的灵魂以后，我们突然间发现十字架上的荣耀、他的救恩、他的伟大、他永生的救赎。
When the Holy Spirit awakens our soul, we suddenly see the glory, greatness, and eternal salvation of the cross.
所以，尼哥底母，耶稣基督对尼哥底母说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能得进神的国。”
So Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and spirit."
但是我们这个神呢，他不仅仅是把这个十字架上的救恩摆在我们面前。就像这个医生去看一个快要死的病人一样，给他的药放在他的面前，对他说："你服下这药吧，你服下了就能够救你，就能够救你生。如果你不吃这个药，你就要死掉了。
But our God does not simply present the salvation of the cross before us like a doctor offering medicine to a dying person says, "Take this medicine. If you choose to take it, you will receive my salvation. If you refuse, you will die."
”不，我们的神是那个站在拿撒路的坟前高呼"拿撒路出来"的神。
No, our God is the God who stood at Lazarus' tomb and cry out, "Lazarus, come forth!"
因为我们的灵命在没有认识神之前，根本没有办法伸手去拿药，张口去吃药。
Because before we know God, our spiritual life will not cannot give us the strength to reach out and take the medicine or even open our mouth to take it.
我们的灵命不是在病床上，而是在坟墓里。
Our spiritual life was not on a sick bed, but it is in grave.
是主耶稣，是主的圣灵，就像耶稣基督当年站在拿撒路的坟墓前，高呼"拿撒路出来"一样，呼唤、呼醒我们的圣灵，让我们从坟墓里头出来，走他的义路。
It is the Holy Spirit of the Lord, just as He called Lazarus, who called us out of the grave and into His way of righteousness.
所以诗篇23篇。第三节告诉我们，他是我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
So Psalm 23:3 tells us, "He refreshes my soul; He guides me along the right path."
当今有好多基督徒被这样教导。
Many Christians today were are taught this way,
而且他们也相信。
and they believe
他们的得救是因为他们的一个自由的选择，
their salvation is the result of their free will.
完全是因为他们自己做出了一个决定。
It's a decision they made entirely on their own.
让他们得到了这个永生。
So they got this eternal life.
但是我要告诉你，整本圣经从旧约到新约，告诉我们说，我们的选择。不是来自于我们自己的一个自由选择。
But I tell you, the entire Bible, from the Old Testament to the New, tells us that our choices does not come from ourselves.
如果是要我们自己去自由选择的话，你知道会是什么样的后果吗？
If they truly Will let us to choose ourselves. Do you know the result?
我们就会像亚当夏娃一样，去选择。野木的情欲，选择今生的世界，选择悖逆。
We would undoubtedly choose the disobedience, the lust of the eyes, and this worldly life, just like Adam and Eve.
但是我们感谢神，这个美善的决定呢，是来自于全能的，来自于至高的神的拣选和圣灵的感动。
But thank God, this good decision comes from the choice of the Almighty, sovereign God that the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的感动来呼唤我们，呼醒我们已死的灵魂。
And the Holy Spirit who awakens our dead soul and moves us to choose Jesus.
是圣灵的感动选择我们，去引导我们选择耶稣基督。
The Holy Spirit guided us to choose Jesus' salvation.
所以有一首诗是这样唱的，叫做啊。主啊，我赞美你，因为你解决了我，是在这茫茫的人海中，是你把我找寻。大家记住这首诗吗
？I can't sing. There is a hymn that goes like this: Lord, I praise you because you choose me. It is you who shout me out in this vast sea of humanity.
我们唱了这首诗唱了多少遍
Do you remember how many times you've been sung these songs?
圣灵在千万人中寻找我们。
The Holy Spirit is seeking us among millions.
如果没有圣灵的引导和感动，就是熟读圣经也没用。
Without the inspiration and guidance of the Holy Spirit, even intensive Bible study is useless.
仍然找不到神。
We still cannot find God.
因为人的灵是死的，根本不明白神的话语。
Because our spirits are dead and we fundamentally do not understand God's word.
所以马太福音十三章十四节，耶稣基督跟他的门徒讲说。听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。
In Matthew 13:14 says of this kind of people, you will be ever hearing but never understanding; you will be ever seeing but never perceiving.
最聪明的人，如这个德国的哲学家尼采，大家听说过尼采吗？曾经在80年代、90年代中国的大学里头风行一时。
The most brilliant mind, like a German philosopher Nietzsche. So probably already heard about him because he was very famous in the 80s in the university in China.
这位大哲学家，他一生仔细的研究，研究圣经，研究神学。
Nietzsche once devoted himself to the study of theology, thoroughly reading the Bible.
他熟读圣经无所不通。
He thoroughly reading the Bible knows many things.
但是他思考到最后，得出了一个结论，说上帝死了。
But ultimately, his reflection led him to conclude that God is dead.
结果最后他疯了。尼采进了精神病院。
Then he went insane. Nietzsche was confined to a mental hospital.
所以尼采没有圣灵的感动，他就是熟读圣经也没用，最后走上了一条，不归路。
Without the inspiration and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Nietzsche's thorough knowledge of the Bible proved fertile. Without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, people cannot know Jesus.
所以在主的最后的晚餐上，耶稣基督，继续教导他的门徒。在约翰福音14:26，他这样讲说：“但保惠师，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切的话。”
So at the Last Supper, Jesus continued to teach his disciples, but in John 14:26, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
在第15:26，耶稣基督继续教导他们说：“但我要从父那里差遣保惠师来，就是父出来。”真理的圣灵，他来了，要为我做见证。
So Jesus continued to teach his disciples in John 15:26. When the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me.
所以，借着圣灵的启示和见证，我们才能认识耶稣基督，知道耶稣是主。
It is through the revelation and the testimony of the Holy Spirit that we know that Jesus is Lord.
因为圣灵荣耀基督，我们才知道基督是如何的尊贵荣耀。
It is through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that we accept Jesus as Lord. Because the Holy Spirit glorifies Christ.
所以格林多前书十二章三节，保罗告诉我们说，若不是从圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
So Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12:3, no one can say Jesus is the Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
牧师和教牧小组可以在台子上讲解圣经。
So the pastoral team can expound the Bible from the pulpit.
但是我们不能改变人心。
But we can't change hearts.
因为只有圣灵在你们的心中居住，只有圣灵可以改变人心，清楚地把讲台上的话语进到你们心中。
Only the Holy Spirit can clearly convey the word of God preached to you, transforming your heart and enabling your spiritual growth.
如果没有圣灵的感动，那么你们所听到的，如果口才好一点，就相当于现在所谓的心灵鸡汤一样，让你们激动十分钟。
Without the inspiration of Holy Spirit, then what you hear, even if the speaker is eloquent, will at least be like worldly chicken soup for the soul for probably 10 minutes.
如果兔崽蹦舌像我一样，那就会让你们昏昏欲睡，就像我们在中国时候政治学习一样。
If you're tongue-tied like I am now, then the message you deliver will be bland, like the chewing wax, just like the political study we had in China.
但是如果有圣灵在我们中间运行的话，我们整个教会就活起来了。
But in the Holy Spirit among us, our church gathering will come alive.
就不再是死气腾腾。
No longer feeling dull.
因为因着圣灵的感动，我们在座的所有的弟兄姐妹，我们产生了一种对神的话语的渴慕。
Moved by the Holy Spirit, a longing for God's word has arisen in everyone's heart.
我们愿意心甘情愿地聚集在这里，聚集在神的殿中。
Leading us together willingly in God's house.
我们每一个人来到这里的时候，不是因为什么人催逼我们。
Each of us has come here not under the pressure of others.
也许青少年除外。
Maybe there's exceptions for the youth.
也不是什么制度辖制我们，我们必须得在这里听。
It's not under the constraints of any system.
而是我们心甘情愿的在圣灵的感动之下聚集在这里，聚集在神的殿里。
But rather gathered in God's house under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
讲的人凭着圣灵的感动，努力地去传讲神的话语。
Those who speak by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit preach God's word.
听的人凭着圣灵的感动，努力去接受、理解，来把神的话语放在心中。
By the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the listeners, they try very hard to understand what the speaker is trying to preach.
同心合一的侍奉的意思就是这个意思。
This is what serving God with unity is all about.
如何同心？就是在圣灵的感动之下同心。
How do we unite? By being united under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵感动我们，爱慕神的真理，所以我们必然同心。
When the Holy Spirit inspires us to love truth from God, we are bound to be united.
如何合一呢？ 在圣灵的引导下, 我们有一个同一个指挥, 那我们必然合一在耶稣基督里。
How do we unite? Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we have one direction, and we are bound to be united in Jesus Christ.
所以迎着圣灵感动, 我们不仅欢欢喜地来接受圣灵的洗礼, 而且要把圣灵迎接到我们的心里头居住。
So moved by the Holy Spirit, we not only joyfully accept the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but also welcome the Holy Spirit into our hearts.
我们的身体就成了圣灵的殿。
Our bodies have become temples of the Holy Spirit.
我们当初是按照神的形象所造。
We were created in the image of God.
我们现在的身体又变成了圣灵的殿。
And now our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit.
我们就在圣灵的帮助之下, 从这个罪恶的世界被分别出来, 分别为圣。
With the help of the Holy Spirit, we are separated from the sinful world and made holy.
还有能比这更尊贵荣耀吗？
Is there any greater honor than this?
所以格林多前书六章十九节到二十节，保罗告诉我们说：“岂不知你们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里面的，并且你们自己不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的。所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。”In
1 Corinthians 6:19-20，do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own, you were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body.
好多弟兄姐妹可能会问，我怎么知道圣灵住在我心里呢？
Many brothers and sisters may ask, how do I know that the Holy Spirit dwells in my heart?
我以前也常常问同样的问题。
I used to ask the same question.
但是我现在知道，如果圣灵没有感动我们， 没有引导我们居住在我们的心中， 我们就不可能成为一个基督徒。
Now I know that if the Holy Spirit doesn't move us, guide us, and dwell in our heart, we cannot possibly become Christians.
我们成为一个重生得救的基督徒， 那圣灵必然住在我们的心中。
If we become a truly born-again saved Christian, the Holy Spirit must dwell in our heart.
因为罗马书八章九节，保罗告诉我们说，如果神的灵住在你们的心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。In
Romans 8:9, you, however, are not in the realm of flesh, but are in the realm of spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你是属基督的吗？
Brother, sister, are you belong to Jesus Christ?
没有人回应。我再问一次，弟兄姐妹们，你是属基督的吗？
Sister, brothers, are you belong to Jesus Christ? Yes.
Amen. 大家应该大声地、自豪地说：“我是属基督的。”如果你是属基督的，那基督的灵就在你的里面。If
you are Christ, then the Spirit of Christ will be within you.
你今天来到圣灵的殿，就是圣灵的感动。You
are here today in God's temple to worship God because you are inspired by the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵感动我们，寻找我们，让我们成为基督徒。The
Holy Spirit inspires us, seeks us, and enables us to become Christian.
圣灵引导我们，圣灵为我们施洗，我们所受的洗是圣灵的洗。So
the Holy Spirit guide us, the Holy Spirit baptize us, the baptism was from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也为我们祷告，圣灵用说不出的叹息为我们祷告。The
Holy Spirit pray for us, interceding for us with groanings.
圣灵还赐我们一个礼物，我们叫做恩赐。
The Holy Spirit presents us with present. We call it a gift.
每一个基督徒都收到圣灵一个恩赐，或者几个恩赐。
Every Christian has received gift, a gift or all gifts from Holy Spirit.
因着圣灵的恩赐，我们在一件事情上忠心，我们就得到了天国的奖赏。
Because the Holy Spirit's gift, if we're faithful in this one thing, we will receive the reward of heaven.
看看我们的教会，我们自己的教会，弟兄姐妹们，每个人都按着自己的恩赐，按照自己神给他的恩赐来用心的侍奉教会。
Look at our church. Each one acts according to his or her gift, spreading God's love and manifesting God's glory.
将神的爱传扬出去，将神的荣耀彰显出来。
Spreading God's love and manifesting God's glory.
这就让我们恩典堂成为神一个喜悦的家。
So this is the thing like grace.Grace Church become God's joyful home.
你愿意侍奉，你愿意把自己的时间拿出来归给神，你愿意在教会当中看到什么事情需要做的时候，你就做。做完了以后，你心里头有快乐，这就是圣灵的感动。
So at the church, when you willing to give your time to church.When you give your strength, your gift to serving God, or at the church, when you simply to see something need to be done, and you do it with a joyful heart, this is the Holy Spirit inspires you.
Amen. 我们的圣灵也是一个极其有丰富感情的灵。圣灵会担忧，圣灵会喜乐，圣灵也会欢唱。
The Holy Spirit has a rich variety of emotions. He can grieve, he can rejoice, and he can sing with joy.
所以，我们基督徒，我们有喜乐平安，是有圣灵里头的平安。
So therefore, Christians' joy and peace come from the Holy Spirit.
我们的喜乐平安不是在这个，不是从世界而来。
Our joy and peace is not coming from the world.
是圣灵让我们越思想越喜乐，越思想越平安，越思想越感恩。
So the Holy Spirit makes Christians more joyful, more peaceful, and more grateful the more we think.
基督徒，圣灵在圣灵的面前，基督徒也有畏惧和害怕。
A Christian's fear and dread also come from the Holy Spirit.
这也是从圣灵而来。
It also from Holy Spirit.
当我们做错什么事情的时候，干犯了神了以后，我们没有敬畏上帝，就有圣灵不停地在责备我们。
If a Christian fears God and commits something that offends God, the Holy Spirit will constantly rebuke us.
那我们越思想越害怕，就要赶快认罪悔改。
The more we bother, the more fear we will feel. So repent immediately.
这样随着我们灵命的不断的成长，我们就会从心底感受到一种激动的、甜美的、宝贵的、有力量的、有勇气的、非凡的这一种经历，让我们无法抑制的愿意站出来为他做见证。
So with the presence of the Holy Spirit, so the Christian may feel this empower led us to stand up to testify for God with joy and strength.
来赞美我们的主，归荣耀给他。
To praise our God and give glory to our God.
这就是圣灵的充满。
So this is the Holy Spirit filled us.
在我们教会的退休会的时候，我跟黄牧师他来做我们的讲员，我接待他。
At our past retreat, so I was the one who hospitalized Pastor Huang.
黄牧师68岁，比我大7岁。
So Pastor Huang is 68 years old. He's 7 years older than me.
按照我的计算，那天早上他是早上要4点5点就得起身去 San Francisco 的机场，到飞到我们这里来的时候是下午，2点2点半左右。
So from my calculation, Pastor Huang probably needed to get up at 4 or 5 a.m. and then catch the flight to get to Grace Church probably in the afternoon at 4 p.m.
所以我想说，他一定非常的疲倦。
So I was thinking probably when Pastor Huang get here, he will be exhausted.
所以在去机场之前，我把 Chick-fil-A 给他买到，放在车上。我说他上了车以后，他一路肚子饿了，吃完以后他就睡觉。
So in order to serve Pastor Huang with hospitality, so I went to Chick-fil-A. I bought a meal and put in my car. And I think when Pastor Huang got in my car, so he can eat lunch or dinner.
但是没想到，他从飞机上下来，一出来的时候。就跟我滔滔不绝的在开始讲，从圣经的教导到如何解经，到教会的成长，然后到我们彼此之间的一些分享，一直不停，一直不停的在跟我讲，连他我给他买的 Chick-fil-A 他都没有时间吃，他一直在跟我讲。
So when I pick up a Pastor Huang, actually Pastor Huang was full of a spirit. He discussed with me how to preach gospel, what his inspiration about the Bible. He just non-stop talking to me. He even did not eat the Chick-fil-A meal I bought for him.
一直讲到我们去营地，
We talk until we get to our retreat destination.
我惊讶于他的体力和他的精力，
I was surprised with his energy.
更不要说他的属灵的智慧。
Nevertheless, we're talking about his spiritual wisdom.
所以我知道这是圣灵的充满。
So I know that's because the Holy Spirit filled Pastor Huang.
所以在以弗所书5章18节到21节，保罗告诉我们说，乃要被圣灵充满，当诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当从敬畏基督的心彼此颂咐。这就是圣灵的充满。
Okay. As Ephesians 5:18-21, instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God, the Father of everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
所以，弟兄姐妹们，圣灵让我们的灵魂苏醒。
So, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit awaken all spirit.
将神创造他的救恩，还有耶稣基督圣子的救赎的伟大的道理启示给我们。
And let us to understand the great salvation, and we can give glory to God.
让救恩。临到我们，
So let the salvation to be with us.
而且让我们在圣灵当中接受洗礼，成为一个重生的生命。
So we can be baptized in Holy Spirit, so we can reborn again.
圣灵的启示像一把钥匙一样，把打开我们的心门。
The Holy Spirit is like the key that unlock our heart.
将上帝的创造和圣子的救赎的伟大的道理呈现在我们的眼前。
So it shows us the creation of God and also victory road in front of us.
在我们的心里，
In our heart.
主耶稣基督对他的门徒说：“我要把天国的钥匙给你。”
So Jesus said, I'm going to give you the key of the kingdom of God.
弟兄姐妹们，你现在就有天国的钥匙。
So sisters, brothers, now you possess this key from the heaven.
感谢我们的阿爸父神赐给我们圣灵。
Thank you for Abba Father, give us the Holy Spirit.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
你不仅在我们还是